Title: Assessing Performance on Working Trail Making Test in Older Adults with White Matter Hyperintensities, a Preliminary Observational Study. Abstract: The objective of the present study is to explore the performance on Working Trail Making Test, WTMT, in older adults with White Matter Hyperintensities, WMH. Methods: 25 elderly WMH patients admitted to our hospital from June 1, 2021 to April 1, 2022 served as a WMH group, and 20 age, gender, and educational level matched subjects undergoing physical examination in our hospital during the same period served as a control group, HE group. The participants underwent WTMTA and WTMTB to get their gait parameters, such as WTMTA completion time, WTMTB completion time, speed, step length, cadence, and stance phase percent. The patients in WMH group and the subjects in control group were scored according to the FASCA scale. A series of neurological, neuropsychological assessments were carried out to compare cognitive function in both groups. The relationship of WTMT with cognition and emotion in elderly WMH patients was analyzed by partial Pearson correlation analysis. Results: the patients with WMH performed worse significantly in choice reaction time, CRT, verbal fluency test, VFT, and gait digital substitution test, DSST, in comparison with HE group. The individuals with WMH group also needed obvious more time to complete WTMTA and WTMTB. WTMTA completion time was positively correlated with CRT time, while WTMTB completion time was negatively correlated with VFT. In WTMTA, only speed was found differed significantly between groups, whereas in WTMTB, aged adults with WMH group exhibited significantly lower speed, cadence, as well as higher stance phase percentage relative to HE group subjects. Conclusion: older adults with WMH showed obviously poorer WTMT performance. WTMT could be a potential indicator for the cognitive and motor deficits in WMH patients. Over.